You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
September the 20th, 2022, and I remind you we are live streaming as I speak at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com, enter in Larry Connors, USA in the search engine. It'll take you to our page. You can also subscribe for free. It'll be delivered to you every day in case you can't tune in live right now and watch the studio action. And it's a lot of action here. I've got chimpanzees swinging around over here. I've got an elephant coming to the door. I got a couple of clowns. Well, I'm one of the clowns over here. And I've got a guy selling popcorn over there. I'll take one. Put it aside for me. Can't eat it out. You never know what you're going to see in the studio. And this is news and commentary. I make it very clear. This is not your standard old news. I'm going to give you some commentary. And let's begin with it. China's state-run propaganda newspaper, Global Times. They looked at what happened with Martha's Vineyard and the illegals that were shipped up there by DeSantis and how the reaction from the liberals were in Martha's Vineyard. And here's what the Chinese state-run propaganda paper said. Massachusetts apparently is shown to be a savage place, and Democrats are hostile and fearful toward migrants. That's what the Chinese communists are saying about you Dems. How do you like it when it's aimed at you, right? And in the meantime, many Democrat politicians and media figures continue to claim that Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott's decisions to send migrants to other cities, they call them migrants, they are illegal. They're not migrants. To major cities constitutes human trafficking. And now they're even calling on maybe the DOJ needs to investigate. There's got to be a crime here. In the meantime, the massive inflow of President Joe Biden's foreign migrants into New York City is causing a crisis in that chaotic and expensive housing market in New York City. You got all these welcoming Democrats. They're trying to fix all their issues. Now come the illegals, and now they're crowding some of the homeless out of the shelters New York put in place for the homeless. So the homeless are back out on the streets. The illegals get their beds. I would imagine the homeless are not very happy about that. The Justice Department revealing that in the midst of the COVID crisis, yes, there was a lot of grift and graft going on, and they've announced charges against almost four dozen accused of stealing $250 million, setting up various shell companies, acting like they were taking COVID relief money to help feed needy children during the COVID crisis. Oh, no. It went to feed their fat mouths in the process. Dateline Ukraine, the intense fighting continues in the Donetsk region, where Russian forces have been trying to capture one city for 3 months. At the last report, Russians are failing. Ukraine forces are on the offensive. In the meantime, there's also been a mass burial site found, almost 150 dead, mostly civilians, including some children. A new report from the CDC says that the vast majority of deaths among pregnant women and new mothers in the U.S. are preventable. For more than 4 out of 5 who died during pregnancy, death could have been avoided with reasonable changes by health care providers. Either the patient didn't go to the doctor or didn't listen. And here's a case where there is not going to be a survivor if it's carried out properly. Tens of thousands of abortions occur after the 15-week mark. That's from one institute that found a study that at 15 weeks, babies can clearly feel the pain, and they're being aborted, cut to pieces inside the womb. The head of mobility services for a German electronics plant giant said this electric vehicle industry reliance on battery cells, you're going to have shortages in the future. We're going to have too few battery cells. Oh, you got to go out and buy your car right now, right? And then good luck with getting another replacement battery. Oh, and this story, 33 senators demanding Attorney General Merrick Garland give approval for a Hunter Biden special counsel. Appoint a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden and all of his bribery schemes and how it ties to Papa Joe. 33 senators signed off on that. Do I need to mention? Maybe I should. Yeah, I will. Those 33 senators. Well, you knew this. But just in case you didn't know, the 33 senators demanding an investigation are all Republican.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Whoa.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
It is a humanitarian disaster. There are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of children who are being physically assaulted and sexually assaulted by human traffickers. There are thousands upon thousands of women who are being violently raped by human traffickers. If you go down to South Texas and you meet with farmers and ranchers, they'll show you picture after picture of dead bodies they find on their property day after day after day, where the traffickers abandon people to die. Right now, there are thousands of teenage boys in every city in America working for the drug cartels and criminal activity to pay off the thousands of dollars they owe to get here illegally. Right now, there are thousands of teenage girls working in forced prostitution in cities all over the country to pay off the thousands of dollars that they owe the cartels. This is not humane. It's not compassionate. It's not a response to our needs of unemployment. This is modern-day human slavery. It is horrific, and it is wrong. And Joe Biden and the administration, they know, and they simply do not care. They are the cause of this misery.
They are, because they're not dealing with things as they should be. Oh, you know, when you send those illegals into Martha's Vineyard, they just went absolutely dumbfounded and shocked. And how did they get here? They're supposed to be all the way down the border. But Senator Cruz of Texas is telling you exactly what the reality is. They don't want to know reality. They live in their la-la land. All the little cookie, gingerbread homes, neatly painted, lawns neatly manicured. I'm not knocking it. That's fine. And if you can afford to live in Martha's Vineyard, where the homes are average about $1 million minimum, and many have minimum of 5 to 6 bedrooms, because sometimes they rent them out to those who come to the island, I'm not knocking them. I don't feel bad that somebody has more than I do. It's if I don't have as much, I didn't work as hard, or they got a lucky break, or maybe some other way. If they got it legally, morally, ethically, that's fine. But when we have an awakening, as they got the other day, you think they would begin to realize, you know, we do need to pay attention to the border. And it forced the media to take a good look, or at least to expose not only the issue more, but in the process to show the reaction from the Martha's Vineyard residents. If you missed it in news and commentary, let me share this with you. Now, you saw the other day how the Martha's Vineyard spokeswoman said they'll have to move on. We don't have room for them here. We don't have any way to do anything for them. And they declared a crisis, a humanitarian crisis, for 50 illegals that came to their little quaint historical place of prestige. And I might add, white prestige. There may well be some of, quote, color. White is a color. But there may be some of other color living on the island. The one that stands out the most would be former President Barack Obama. And again, he has the money. He has the right to build and buy the house. I have no issue with that. But the response from the China state-run propaganda newspaper, Global Times, said, in watching how the liberal enclave was shocked to find these illegals in their midst, said that this revealed that America is a savage place. And that Democrats, and I'm reading from the Global Communist paper, are hostile and fearful toward migrants. They turned it on the Democrats who used to say Trump is afraid of brown people. The Chinese communists say Democrats are hostile toward migrants and fearful. Now, I know they would disagree, and I would say the communist Chinese paper is wrong, but judging by how they reacted the other day, I see where they come up with that. Oh, you know, there is one little silver lining to this, of these illegals being sent by Governor DeSantis into Martha's Vineyard. The silver lining is, and I got to point this out, reporters and photographers who've never set foot on Martha's Vineyard suddenly got a trip paid by their company to go cover that story. That's the only way they were going to get to Martha's Vineyard. Their company paid for them to go. Now, they're working, but I'm sure they had a chance to enjoy a little something, don't you imagine? And it's all over in 44 hours. Oh, darn. I wish it could have lasted longer. Well, Governor DeSantis is hinting we're going to send more. And in the meantime, the background for these illegals that he sent up there, and they're going to continue to call them migrants. They're not migrants. They entered the country illegally. They're not here legally. Now, you're going to hear some say they are here legally. They've been processed and have a right to be here. No, they more than likely were not processed. If so, they would have had papers with them. I don't know if they did or didn't. But the bottom line is most are not being processed. They're just getting into the country, and we're setting them free. Later, we're going to deal with processing and vetting, which we're not doing either. And we have found, by the way, another dozen or so on a no-fly terrorist list that have come across the border, or at least identified them. But they're not here legally. They have no right to be here. They have a right under our laws to appeal for asylum if they can state that cause. But all of those who were on this plane the other day were in Martha's Vineyard. Among many of them, they say, we're just looking for a job. And coming to America for a J-O-B does not constitute asylum, and it does not constitute a reason to simply let you into the country. A lot of hundreds, thousands, millions would love to come to America for better conditions. And I don't blame them. But the Bexar County Sheriff in Texas, where these illegals were picked up by DeSantis and his plane he sent,
Here we have 48.
Is San Antonio. And in San Antonio, if you recall, it wasn't too long ago, we had bodies found in a truck. Remember that? Something like 50 dead illegals in a truck that had been abandoned by the drug traffickers. Left in a closed up, locked up truck, no water, no air, and they died. The sheriff of Bexar County, Javier Salazar, that's his responsibility to investigate that case. To my knowledge, I guess they're still investigating, but his biggest concern right now is that Governor DeSantis might have violated law by coming into San Antonio and taking illegals and dumping them in the prized territory of the U.S., Martha's Vineyard.
Here we have 48 people that are already on hard times, right? They are here legally in our country at that point. They have every right to be where they are. And I believe that they were preyed upon. Somebody came from out of state, preyed upon these people, lured them with promises of a better life, which is what they were absolutely looking for, and with the knowledge that they were going to cling to whatever hope they could be offered for a better life, to just be exploited and hoodwinked into making this trip to Florida and then onward to Martha's Vineyard for what I believe to be nothing more than political posturing to make a point.
Political posturing to make a point. Well, Senator Cruz had a response for the sheriff of Bexar County there in San Antonio. Senator Cruz.
There's nothing illegal about offering to fly people voluntarily in a private jet to a billionaire's playground like Martha's Vineyard. The reason why it was so important to send illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard and to D.C. and to New York and to Chicago is it has illustrated the utter hypocrisy of Democrat politicians. You know, a year ago, I introduced legislation proposing that we send illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. The county executive in Martha's Vineyard responded by laughing and saying, we would welcome them here. We want Martha's Vineyard to be a haven for them. And he went on to say, Cruz doesn't understand. He doesn't know what he's talking about when he says there's a border crisis. Well, you know what, Stuart? 50 showed up. And they immediately declared a crisis.
Yes, just 50. Let me give you the latest numbers dealing with illegals coming across the border and illegally entering our country. 50 going into Martha's Vineyard. They have something like 16,000 permanent residents on Martha's Vineyard, 17,000 homes, and half the season those homes are 17,000 more homes than the people I just listed. Half the homes are empty because they're somewhere else. And or they're renting them out to the tourists that come in. And they have 100,000 to 150,000 during the height of the tourist season. They can handle them, but they can't handle 50 brown people sent from San Antonio who came from Venezuela illegally into our country. We have, at this point, this fiscal year, 2 million illegals crossing our border and coming into this country. 2 million. And they get 50, and for them, suddenly, that's a crisis? Liberals who don't even know the word crisis, unless it affects them, are ignoring the real crisis at the border. And it's a crisis for our nation as well. When you have that many illegals coming in, there is no possible way to document each one coming in to verify if they're carrying any, quote, COVID or any other disease. All but COVID is over, according to the president the other day, which has upset scientists. If you and the pharmaceutical companies, if you missed that, you need to go back and listen to hour one. And we have no way to vet if they are terrorists. Or, being from Venezuela, we know the Venezuelan dictator, Maduro, opened up the jail cells and told all the prisoners, you're free to go as long as you join a caravan and you get out of the country, go to the border of Texas. or somewhere along the border, of south border of the U.S. of A. Senator Ted Cruz says, you want a crisis? You want a real crisis? I've got a real crisis for you.
They realize suddenly what the challenge was. Now, they're not wrong about it being a crisis, but the state of Texas, we have dealt with 4.4 million illegal crossings since Joe Biden became president. We are seeing thousands and tens of thousands a day flooding our community, tiny towns. Del Rio, Texas, has a population of about 35,000. I was down there when in one day, 15,000 illegal immigrants, most of them from Haiti, were trying to cross in. Half of the population of the city. And yet, these left-wing politicians pretend it is wonderful. It wasn't until the illegal immigrants interfered with Buffy's tea time that suddenly they noticed and said something, and sadly, for much of the corporate media, they're in the same boat. They ignore it when there's suffering and chaos and death on the Texas border. But when someone disturbs some left-wing billionaire, suddenly it's news.
Yeah, and they interrupted Buffy's tea time. It's laughable, and yet it's not, because there is a real crisis. There are those who are suffering along the route to get to the U.S. of A., abused by drug cartels, then held hostage once they get here, or their families if they don't pay up. I want to share a piece with you written by Eddie Scarry for The Federalist titled, The Day Democrats Felt Personally Attacked by Having to Care for Illegal Immigrants. That story coming up.
USA.
Welcome back. Here's the article I was telling you about, written in The Federalist by Eddie Scarry, and I love the title, The Day Democrats Felt Personally Attacked by Having to Care for Illegal Immigrants. Now, keep in mind, along our border, every day, along our southern border of this nation, every day, thousands cross. Some come through checkpoints. Some simply wait across the Rio Grande just trying to get onto farmland somewhere in South Texas, and some die on that farmland, and farmers later find their bodies. Some are swept away by the river. So they're not coming in any organized fashion. Whatever they can, drug cartels gather them up, and they're going to make them pay. They're going to make them pay along the way. They're going to extort and or sexually molest them. And then when they get here, they're going to have to be sending money back, or they will go extort and molest and kill members of their family. And they're not migrants. They are illegals. The moment they cross the border, they're illegal. That is our law. Trump installed, as you recall, remain in Mexico policy. If you're claiming asylum and you have a legitimate cause for it, we will get you in front of a judge and you can adjudicate it. Many aren't. They're coming here for a better life and a better job. I don't blame them. But that's not the process of our immigration. And when they do that, they cut in line of others who have been waiting probably years for a chance to come to America. So the piece Eddie Scarry wrote is that probably the most fascinating part of the illegal immigrants visit Martha's Vineyard from last week is how readily white Democrats revealed themselves as viscerally averse to coming in contact with poor brown people. They are, in fact, deeply put out by the very idea. He said there's a video clip of documentary maker Ken Burns, which we played for you yesterday, that said basically, he said, this is right out of the authoritarian playbook. It's disturbing that DeSantis is weaponizing human beings for political purposes. You know, and I know, and they know, but they won't admit it. That's what the Democrats have been doing with these illegals coming on a constant basis anyway. They're encouraging them to come. They're using them as political pawns. They will get them into this country. In some states, they can simply fill out an application to get a driver's license. Then they can use a driver's license and get an application to vote. Scary writes, it's a shocking admission concerning that up until then, leftists had proudly worn their bleeding hearts on their sleeves with signs in their yard saying, in this house we believe, as they do in Martha's Vineyard, a sign that says we believe in women's rights and Black Lives Matter's rights and our migrants' rights and so forth and so on. But boy, when you come to the door, not so much. Scary asks, he said, what changed? He said, nothing in the terms of the actual issue and problem. There are still hundreds of migrants dumping themselves into the care of American taxpayers every month. And he points out over the past year, 2 million arrested by Customs and Border Patrol. That does not count all those who got away. We have something like 260,000 a day coming across. But he said, there's no place, no reason places like Martha's Vineyard, described by CNN and NNN as a, quote, summer playground for former U.S. presidents, celebrities, and billionaires, can't share the burden for at least 50 migrants. So those hearts went, as he points out, from bleeding to black in less time than it takes to say, don't come. And as you heard early, one of those heading up the so-called shelter process said, well, they're going to have to move on. They can't stay here. And sure enough, within 48 hours or less, they've got their governor to send in National Guard troops to ship all the illegals off to a military base on Cape Cod. So, as he points out, when they say, welcome, illegal migrants, what they really mean is, welcome into your place, not ours. He said they consider what the governors did in sending them up there as an attack, punishment. When I want to come back, I want to share with you the viewpoint as presented by CNNN. Now, The Federalist is a right publication. I want you to hear an analysis written on behalf of CNNN on the value that took place at Martha's Vineyard and how the immigrants enriched Martha's Vineyard.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Some car dealers might try to take advantage of you. One quick way to spot it, look at the sticker price. Jay Ackerman told me, especially in these times, he wants to reward the generations of buyers and the new customers. So Ackerman Toyota sells every car at sticker price. No markup. What you see is what you pay. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
All right, so welcome back. Let me share with you the CNNNNN viewpoint of what happened at Martha's Vineyard. Now, I read the Federalist article for you a moment ago by Eddie Scarry, talking about the Democrats felt like they were under attack. Well, CNN has obviously a different view. So here's the balance to that story. I'm going to give more than enough time to the balance of this side. This is written by Ray Sanchez of CNNNNN. Ray's your name really Sanchez? You just put it on there for bio, so it looks like I'm only kidding. I have no doubt it's Ray Sanchez. I don't know who he is, but and I don't know that he put the title on it, but they took a piece he wrote and made it kind of the title. Title, They Enriched Us. Migrants' 44-hour visit leaves indelible mark on Martha's Vineyard. Now, if I just said they leave an indelible mark, did they trash the place? Did they burn it? Did they break in and steal and loot. No, that happened. It's all very peaceful, right? And those who were delivered there, they appeared to be families that really just wanted to come to America for a better job. I certainly understand that. I do. I mean, if you don't have empathy in your heart for those who are suffering and need a better life, then you need to sit down and talk to someone that can tell you that you're wrong. We should all care about our fellow human beings. But I have to admit, it should start at home first. And that's just natural. You're going to take care of your kids before you're going to take care of mine. And I fully understand that. We as a nation are going to take care of Americans before we take care of those in other places of the world. Although the Biden administration, shipping billions of dollars to Ukraine, and not that I'm not for supporting Ukraine, but we have no accounting of where it's going, and we're going to find out later, it's been siphoned off into somebody's pockets, and did it do any good? All right, that was another road I went down. Let me return to the original start. The article in CNNN, and here's the way it begins. After sharing hugs and teary goodbyes with roughly 50 migrants who arrived unexpectedly by plane on this affluent vacation island, the volunteers who sheltered them at an Episcopal church carried out tables and chairs, packed food onto trucks, and folded portable cots. A familiar quiet had descended by Friday afternoon on the tree-lined downtown block of Martha's Vineyard, where Jackie Stallings, age 56, could not stop thinking about a young Venezuelan. She was 23 but looked 15, who sat with her in the St. Andrew's Parish House the night before. The asylum seeker showed Stallings' cell phone video taken during the journey across a remote Central American jungle, pointing out migrants who died along the way. Now, that's compelling. You sit down and someone's going to show you, here's how I got there, here's what we went through, and here's those who didn't make it. But then it goes from the serious to almost mocking, because then the woman who was watching it put it in this context. It was like she was showing me cat videos. You want to relate that to cat videos? Really? But she's a member of the Martha's Vineyard community, and she said this showed what they went through. I mean, she said it was heartbreaking to see these young ladies become desensitized, her husband said. He said, for them, they just flip and show you a picture. When I see, that is correct. They do become desensitized because who knows what other torture they've been through at the hands of the cartel when they made the journey. So during their whirlwind 44-hour visit this week, migrants like the young Venezuelan woman left an indelible mark on their accidental host in this isolated enclave known as a summer playground for former U.S. presidents, celebrities, and billionaires. That's the line directly from the CNN article. And then points out they were flown from Texas on Florida's dime. And then the guests, including young children, boarded buses and left for the corner of St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. Days of uncertainty on the small island off the coast of Massachusetts and a massive effort by locals to provide for them. There was no massive effort to provide for them. Give me a break. You brought cots and blankets in and you told them to stay in the church. No one opened a home and said, come to our, we've got plenty of bedrooms. You can come here with your children and get a shower and a bathroom and get cleaned up and have a nice bed until a next decision is made. No one, not one offered to open a door for them. Not one. I would have no issue with that, except that their bleeding hearts would tell you that, oh yeah, you should welcome them all the time, these illegals. Although they don't want to call them illegals, they want to say migrants. Okay, call them migrants. You did not open a single door other than the door of your church for them to sleep on cots in the church. Now, that was probably better than what they had been living in. And I assume it had air conditioning or heat as it would needed throughout the night. And they got lunch. Oh, they got lunch. Donated food from the community. What did you do, bring in leftovers? Or did you actually create something new? He goes on to point out in the article, Martha's Vineyard had not been expecting them, but a small army of activists mobilized to help people who had become pawns in the contentious debate over Americans' broken immigration system. If you're going to call these people pawns, what do you call the 2 million that had come through our borders illegally, 260,000 a day? Rooks and castles and bishops and queens and kings? They're also being used as pawns by the Democrats who want to have wide open borders to the extent that we don't have a border, we don't have a country, and they don't seem to care. Until you come into their neighborhood, and that's when it hits the fan. The article continues. Lisa Bacastro, a winter shelter coordinator for the Harbor Homes nonprofit, was close to tears. I didn't even know they had a Harbor Homes nonprofit. What are they doing there? I mean, what would be the purpose of them in that rich, affluent area? But bottom line is, was close to tears about an hour after the migrants left the island. Volunteers beginning to clean up the parish house and church hall where they slept. She said, I want them to have a good life. I want the journey they experienced, the hardships they experienced have been worth it for them and their families. I want them to come to America and be embraced. But you didn't embrace them. You didn't embrace them. You guys called the governor, who's a Republican and has a lot of people on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard, said, get them out of here. And he mobilized 150 National Guardsmen to set up a base on a military facility at Cape Cod and get them transported over there. There was no embracing. And here's another part of the story. On the one night they spent there, one of the young male migrants, an asylum seeker in his early 20s, they describe him. They don't know he's seeking asylum. He may be looking for a job. But he walked down to explore, and he saw the price of a hamburger. He said, how much would that be? And they said, $26. He said, that's more than I earn in a month in Venezuela, when I can find work. Now, right after that part of the story, I'm looking, would you not expect somebody said, here, I'll give you a hamburger, or here, I'll buy you one? I would have thought Bleeding Hearts would have said, here, well, just have this. No, they didn't do that either. And another one standing outside the hall of the 123-year-old church teared up about leaving the family behind, which I certainly understand. Had only his phone and $400 in cash. He said, I thought I could make it a better future for my family. I try hard not to think about them. See, there are people here that your heart has to break for, but they came across illegally, and there are others in the immigration line waiting to come here legally, and you got here ahead of them, and so what? What, they have to now wait? And then again, if you're not coming for asylum, we don't bring you here just to bring a J-O-B. One of those at Martha's Vineyard and said that they've been talking to some lawyers, exploring legal action, said this is a human rights violation. But not one of those on the island said, bring them back. Don't send them to that base. I'll put them in my house, or at least some of them, and you take some. No, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do it. So much for caring, Bleeding Hearts. Coming up, the issue of slavery and reparations. But it comes from a different viewpoint. Don Lemon Fruitcake begins our next segment. Stand by, please.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
The other day, some listeners saw me in Cafe Napoli, and one said, we see you here all the time. I said, yes, you do. I am the Cafe Napoli ambassador. Truth is, I've been a Napoli customer for decades, when there was only the Clayton location, then Town and Country, now St. Charles. Trust me, you'll enjoy great food, drinks, service. Cafe Napoli, Clayton, Town and Country, Streets of St. Charles. And tell them the Cafe Napoli ambassador sent you.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Well, this is coming when, you know, there's all of this wealth and you hear about it comes as England is facing rising costs of living, a living crisis, austerity budget cuts, and so on. And then you have those who are asking for reparations for colonialism, and they're wondering, you know, $100 billion, $24 billion here and there, $500 million there. Some people want to be paid back, and members of the public are wondering, why are we suffering when you are, you know, you have all of this vast wealth? Those are legitimate concerns.
Those are legitimate concerns in the mind of Don Lemon Fruitcake at CNNN as he was talking to a member of the correspondence, the Royal British Royal correspondence, and he's talking about, of course, how the British Empire enslaved peoples of various countries for several decades, and in particular, what can be done to pay back those who suffered, and pointing out that the new king is basically inheriting $1 billion and more, and Don Lemon Fruitcake pointing out that what are we going to do to make reparations for those who were enslaved? You see where he's going with this. You've heard about slavery reparation issues in the U.S. of A. He's bringing it up on the last day of the funeral of the Queen, and yes, she's finally put to rest. They drug that poor woman's body all over before they finally put a stop to it. But he's talking to Hillary Fordwich, a royal commentator. She gave him a lesson which left him speechless.
Some people want to be paid back, and members of the public are wondering, why are we suffering when you are... You know, you have all of this vast wealth. Those are legitimate concerns.
Well, I think you're right about reparations in terms of if people want it, though, what they need to do is you always need to go back to the beginning of a supply chain. Where was the beginning of the supply chain? That was in Africa. And when that crossed the entire world, when slavery was taking place, which was the first nation in the world that abolished slavery? The first nation in the world to abolish it. It was started by William Wilberforce, was the British. In Great Britain, they abolished slavery. 2,000 naval men died on the high seas trying to stop slavery. Why? Because the African kings were rounding up their own people. They had them on cages waiting in the beaches. No one was running into Africa to get them. And I think you're totally right. If reparations need to be paid, we need to go right back to the beginning of that supply chain and say, who was rounding up their own people and having them handcuffed in cages? Absolutely. That's where they should start. And maybe, I don't know, the descendants of those families where they died at the, in the high seas trying to stop the slavery, that those families should receive something too, I think, at the same time.
It's an interesting discussion, Hillary. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We'll continue to discuss in the future.
Let's move on. Said that's an interesting discussion. We'll do it in the future. No, we're not. We're not going to do it again. What she's pointing out, the Slavery Abolition Act in British history was an act of Parliament that abolished slavery in most British colonies, freeing 800,000 enslaved Africans in the Caribbean and South Africa, and some in Canada. It took effect August 1, 1834. August 1, 1834. And as she pointed out, the slaves, they didn't go in, the British did not go into Africa to seize the slaves. They were grabbed by other African tribes, put in cages and waiting on the beaches for the British to come and take them, board them on their ship. And that actually is what happened, reference U.S. slaves, those brought to the U.S., I should say. It's a shameful period for that country, and we have our own shameful period, don't we? So the British abolished slavery in most colonies in 1834. It was January 1, 1863, almost 30 years later that President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation Act as we went into our third year of our, quote, Civil War. It is a shame that it took another 30 years for the U.S. to get to that point. But the essence of the point made by the royal commentator was British did not go into Africa looking for the slaves. They knew they would be there, but they didn't have to go look for them because other African tribes would round them up and sell them and make money on them. That doesn't make that right either. Doesn't make it right for them to be captured by others of their own kind, but slavery has existed since the beginning of the Bible. Various ethnic groups, religious groups, non-religious groups. Doesn't make any of it right. Slavery is a scourge that has been with mankind for way too long. Thank God it's officially ended in not only Britain, but elsewhere in the world and in this nation. And in this nation, they fought a war losing hundreds of thousands of Americans to put an end to it. But sometimes when you put history into the proper context, you actually learn something, don't you? And I think at that point in that interview, as she was not really lecturing, and yet she was, but educating Don Lemon Fruitcake, that's nice. That's not. We'll discuss that another time. He was done with it because he was exposed and he had no answer. As always, I thank you for listening. Tell your friends, will you? And remember our pledge, one nation. Under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.